Special Rally Oisin, yeah, it's the Martin Howley Memorial Event. Martin was a key figure in Donegal Motor Club for years, was on the committee and was chairman for years. Brought a great lot to the table for the club, and you know, and also was for Killybegs, you know, through the years with fishing and one thing another. So it's a fitting tribute that we take the rally back to Killybegs this year.
Yeah. And Martin was a man who had a huge interest in motorsport and obviously played his part in backing quite a few drivers and young drivers and helping them along in their career. And he had a huge input that nobody really knew about.
Exactly, Oisin. My first encounter with Martin Howley was in 1998. In a wee pub in Killybegs, one evening myself and Paul Gallagher, and right up to 2014 there. Martin Howley has supported me all through those years. Take Declan Gallagher, another man who's got great support from Martin through the years as well, and numerous other people, as you say, that we don't even realise, you know. He was a real sportsman and a gentleman at the end of the day, like, you know, and he loved his sport, for sure. Loved to compete, yeah.
But entries, first of all, Carl, they're open until the end of the month?
Entries, because it's a national championship round, it is open to the 20th of September. Now, obviously, they're coming in thick and fast at the minute, which is great to see because a lot of events down the country suffering number-wise. And we don't seem to have that issue here, and we'll never seem to have it in Donegal. Four stages, yeah. Two in the morning and service, then repeat it again, and then we move on to two new locations after lunch. The way the route is, it's so compact, it's only 110 stage kilometres. With that format of stages, residents aren't kept in for as long a period during the day. You know, it's now down to about 5.5 hour road closed section, or 6 hours at maximum. So really, the people in the morning are closed into lunchtime, and the people in the evening time are open lunchtime, and they're closed in the evening kind of thing. So it helps the residents as well, and businesses, like, you know. Yeah.
How much of a benefit is it, because it's a Saturday rally? As you said, rallies down the country are struggling, but for some reason every year the Harvest never struggles. It fills its entry, and there's rotation there with different championships. I think there's three involved this year. But running on a Saturday, is that giving you maybe an extra leg over the rest of the country in events?
I don't know. There's two elements there, I suppose. Some people recce the weekend before, some people recce on the Friday. You know, some people say a Saturday rally doesn't suit them. Other people say, aye, we like a Saturday rally, it leaves you Sunday to travel home. Obviously, for the area, Tracy and the hotel here, I'll tell you, Killybegs is blocked solid booking-wise as far as B&B is concerned. Hotels, guest house, everything, hostels. So it has definitely generated, you know, an interest and business in the area. I think a Sunday rally, okay, you get the people staying on the Saturday night, but they generally clear off, and the prize givings aren't, you know, we're kind of renowned for our prize givings up here and things. So people generally go home on the Sunday night, where they'll stay on the Saturday night.
Just a note on two areas of the rally, or two areas within stages of the rally. You're going to be going in through the villages of Glen and Kilcar, so it's giving spectators a bit more excitement, and I know you're trying to get screens and stuff organised, so it's great to see the rally coming in towards a village and back out again, and it's going to add to the whole day of the event.
When I took on this role as COC, I want to do something special, you know, and let people remember this rally for something different. So I've worked with Motorsport Ireland, you know, over the last 3 or 4 months there. We had an inspection actually the Thursday before Donegal, and we looked at the whole thing, and we, you know, we saw what we had to do to make it work, and we've worked together, and it's going to happen. So yeah, we're using Kilcar and Glencolumbkill. I hope to stream the first bit of Kilcar stage into Kilcar for people waiting, you know, in Kilcar, so they'll actually see the stages live, and then my team's going to move on to Glencolumbkill then for stage 4 and stream it back live into Kilcar, so people don't necessarily need to move, they can see what's going on in the other stage. And then after lunch, then I hope to put the screens all back into Killybegs, so that people start to gather up in the evening time, they can see what's going on the last couple of stages live.
Yeah. Listen, Carl, there's still a lot going on, and as you prep for this event, it's going to be Saturday, the 8th of October. We wish you and your team all the best with your continued hard work and a very successful weekend. I'm sure it'll be a good one.
Thanks, Oisin. Just one, I suppose, a couple of words of thanks to the Bayview Hotel, obviously, for their sponsorship. Couldn't do enough. Henry and Tracy and the staff up there are brilliant. My own team on the ground have been working really since April, and they'll be working right up to the 9th or the 10th of October, for it just doesn't finish on the Saturday night, unfortunately. But hopefully everything goes safe and everything, we have a good day. Yeah.